I was supposed this morning of having the yeshiva of Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Rav Kaplan, who has a very busy schedule, and he Baruch Hashem agreed to come to the cheder. He's going to be mahanas with David Bracha. After the yeshiva finishes speaking, we're all going to go by and give shalom.
I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He asked, you know, the night of Seder, we asked four questions. Man ishtano alaylo azeh, that we eat matzah, that we eat moroil, that we dip twice, and that we sit mesubim. And the question is, this is what he asked me when I was around your age, and what is the answer your father told you? Avodim ha'inu lepari b'mitzrayim. Well, what is the answer? So why we dip twice? Why we sit mesubim? Why we eat moroi? Why we eat matzah? We had four questions. And we have an answer. We have an answer. Avodim ha'inu lepari b'mitzrayim. But you have to tell your father, you know, I asked four questions. We finished the whole night of Seder. You just gave me one answer, that Avodim ha'inu lepari b'mitzrayim v'yitzi'enu Hashem. How that answer answers all the four questions. Where's the answer to all the four questions? For sure you could say that the answer is that we came out of Mitzrayim and we just make all different things, that we will have a heker, a sign that this night is something special. But Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that when he was a kid, his Rabbeim, Rabbi Zalman, they also asked him this question, how you passed the night of Seder and you didn't tell your father, you have to answer me all the four questions. It's not enough you're telling me Avodim ha'inu lemitzrayim. I want the answer on all the four questions. And he said the answer on the four questions is that the Manishtano is two parts of the question. One question is why, what happened tonight, and the father answers you Avodim ha'inu lepari b'mitzrayim. And we ask the father another question. You know, we have Yom Tov like Purim. Everyone is very happy. We have Yom Tov like Tisha B'Av. Everyone is very sad. We have Yom Tov like Yom Kippur. Everyone is very serious. And Pesach, we have a very interesting Yom Tov. On one hand, we eat matzah. We eat moroil like it's one of the bad days. Sad day, we eat moroil. On the other hand, we sit mesubim like we kings. And the question is really one big question. Why the night of Pesach is different from all of the nights? We have a lot of Yomim Tovim. We have happy ones and sad ones. Serious ones and looser ones. And this night of Pesach, on one hand we eat matzah and moroi like it's a very sad time, like a memory, a symbolizing of a very sad time. And we sit in the subim like a very exciting time. And the father answers you, Avodim ha'inu v'yitzi'enu Hashem in Mitzrayim. The reason in the night of Seder we follow that we were Avodim and we came out of Mitzrayim, that we know that it's not the pshat that we were in Mitzrayim, it was so bad for us, and then Hashem took us out. You know who put us into Mitzrayim? Who put us into Mitzrayim? Hashem. I'll ask you a question. A person was walking in the street and he saw a guy fall inside a hole, a big pit. The ambulance came, they took him to the hospital. It was a guy that was standing in the street and he saw it. He ran to the hospital and he stand near this person for half a year in the hospital. He got all the best doctors to help him. When the person came out of the hospital, he couldn't walk. The guy moved him into his house, bought a special ramp, special doctors into the house. So someone came over to this guy and told him, you're such a nice person. You're walking in the street, you saw this person fall down, you ran with him to the hospital, you sat with him for half a year in the hospital, you moved him into your house. You're such a tzaddik. So the guy said, I'm not a tzaddik at all. You know, I'm the one that dug this hole. I'm the one that dug this hole. He fell because of me, so I have to look after him. You know, in the night of Pesach, we thank Hashem to take us out of Mitzrayim. But who put us into Mitzrayim? Hashem put us into Mitzrayim. But the answer is, that even the times that we're in Mitzrayim, Hashem made it for our good, for our benefit. Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to become close to Hashem. He put us into Mitzrayim and He took us out of Mitzrayim. We don't make only a memory for what we went out of Mitzrayim. We make also a memory for what we were in Mitzrayim and we ate matzah and we ate moel, because we know in our life, even that the days that is hard for us, even that the time that it looks difficult, it's not really hard. We have one Father, the Ribbono Shel Olam, that takes care of us and loves us, and He has His reasons. Sometimes He makes it difficult to us and makes it hard for us, but the purpose is that in the end we'll become greater people and bigger people. So this is what the father answers the kid. Manishtano alayla azeh, why this night is Pesach? We also eat matzah and we also sit misubim. We also eat moroy and we also dip twice. Because we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not only thanking you for taking us out of Mitzrayim. We're thanking us also for being in Mitzrayim and make us to become Yidden Klal Yisrael. Now I'm in town for 2-3 days, but where I go, I hear the cheder is something special. The cheder is something special. And I said, you know, I have to come to see it. Everyone says there's something special about these kids, the hanogah, the midas, the way that the kids really have the approach of avas ha-teiro, avas ben adam l'chaveroi. I don't have a suffix that if you will carry on in this way and with the same vision to grow and to become Tamid Chachomim and to become Erlech HaYidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Siyata Dishmaya to grow and to shine the world, and everyone will have Nachas from you, Be'ezus Hashem. Thank you.